Having understood different types of the crowdfunding, let us understand about the role of the crowd. Whatever the information is received from the crowd, the crowdfunding process starts from that onward, which influences the ultimate value of offering or outsources the process. So, in crowd, each individual acts as an agent of offering. Okay? Then selecting and promoting the project in which they believe. So, they will sometimes play a donor role, which is oriented towards providing the help in the social project. In some cases, the crowd becomes the shareholders and contribute to development and the growth of offering. So, everyone disseminate the information about the project. They support their online communities. They are generating the further support as a promoter. Now coming down to understand crowdfunding platforms. This crowdfunding platforms is not a new. It has already started in the Western market and now it is a mainstream, especially for the startups. So crowdfunding for the startup has grown in popularity in India through the various sectors, which includes the medical expenses and also social impact business. It is still relatively young phenomenon of many entities in India. Still, we are in our country, it is not, crowdfunding is not that way developed much. So they have already seen the success with the crowdfunding from some of the social impact of the project, okay, which is used for the charitable cause like earthquake, then flood relief, earthquake relief, like that, you know. Therefore, each platform focuses on different sections of the market. And this includes the equity, debt or reward-based crowdfunding. Charity crowdfunding is the largest segment of the crowdfunding in India because it touches to the heart and brain of the people. And when they announce and seek the help from others, people are generously donating. People are generously donating, right? Now, the entities or entrepreneurs must understand the rules and regulation of the platform before jumping into the crowdfunding project. Those who are using the project, those who are in need of the funds, they should understand first terms and conditions of the platform which is made available online. The another great advantage of the platform is that crowdfunding is creating an early version of the product. And use of crowdfunding is very important. Therefore, the entity uses the crowdfunding to get an early release on the product or services. By offering the perks and the rewards, investor can build a community around the product or services. For example, organic BT product that helps the people to feel good about the themselves, they can attract the many early backers. Non-profit that wants to raise the funds to support a cause may also benefit by receiving the priority or access to the first batch of the product. There are 9 best crowdfunding sites in India that are shaping their way, ideas and startup grow. These are the Kickstarters. This Kickstarter is one of the first crowdfunding sites in India. And thereafter, many crowdfunding sites have come like Wishberry, Indiegogo, Fuel Dream, Fundables, Kito, Catapult and Milap crowdfunding for the personal and the social causes. Let us understand the origin of the crowdfunding. The first successful instance of the crowdfunding occurred in 1997 when British rock band, it is a very famous band, British rock band funded their reunion tour through this innovative method of financing. Artist shares become the first dedicated crowdfunding platform in 2000. Artist share, this is the crowdfunding platform. So in 1997, first crowdfunding platform came into existence. Thereafter, when a fans of the British rock band, this example which I have quoted, they raised at least $60,000 in the form of donation through the internet campaign to underwrite the entities in US tour. The band subsequently used this method of fund to their studio albums also. So, the crowdfunding setup in 1988 in India, it started in India in 1988. This is a non-statutory body, and Indian Parliament passed an act which is called as SEBI Act 1992 that grants a SEBI a statutory power for the setting up of the guidelines. There are several guidelines which are governing the crowdfunding. As per the rule, only an accredited investor can invest in the project. Therefore, in 2002, the Free Blender campaign was early software crowdfunding precursor. This campaign was initiated in 2002. This was aimed for open sourcing the Blender Ray by collecting $100,000 from the community when they offer an additional benefit of donating the member. Now, since 2008, most famous platforms have been found, such as Indiegogo, Kickstarter, Peerbackers, crowdfunding. This crowdfunding sales tripled from 530 million in 2009 to 1.5 billion in 2011. And it is predicted to continue the rapid growth in the coming years too. One of the early success story of the crowdfunding is in India is Aditya Iyer, who is the author of The Great Indian Ovation, The Untold Story of Indian Engineers. Back in 2014, this Mr. Iyer has started the campaign on Kickstarter to fund the book which he wished to write on India's ovation with the engineers. Right? So these are some of the examples. Now coming down to actual uses of the crowdfunding is applications, crowdfunding applications. The crowdfunding, just in India, it is an experiment. Okay? Its mechanism, its creation, and its offering is very important. Okay? So the funding to the startup companies has now started gathering the momentum. There are various types of crowdfunding applications. Wherever crowdfunding is applied, there are various ways. Now, we will see that when and which type of applications are there in the market to receive the funding from the crowd, that is crowdfunding. First one is philanthropy and the civic project. Philanthropy and civic projects. The ordinary web users support the specific philanthropy projects without need for the large amount of money. Global Giving is a platform allows the individuals to browse its site, select the small project which is proposed by the non-profit organization, donate the funds to the project of their choice. These are available on the web platform. Information is available on the platform. If you wish, you can select the project, donate the project. Then microcredit crowdfunding platform. Microcredit crowdfunding platform, how it works? It is also called as a Kiva or OKAI facilities. Crowdfunding of the loans which are managed by the microcredit organization in developing countries. Crowdfunding in real estate. Real estate is also not an exception. This real estate crowdfunding is online pooling of the capital from the investors to fund the mortgage which is secured by the real estate, like fix and flip, redevelopment of the distressed or abandoned properties, equity or commercial or residential project, acquisition of the pool of distressed mortgages, home buyers, down payment and the similar real estate related projects. For these, they require the funds which can be generated from the crowd. Then intellectual property exposure. This intellectual property exposure is one of the challenges which is posting a new ideas on the crowdfunding site. And there may be little or intellectual property protection provided by the site themselves. Very little protection is there. Otherwise, all sites are secure one. The site themselves, and once the idea is posted, it can be copied also. So it is not so secured, I can say. Now, crowdfunding benefits and the risk. Since we are taking the overview of this, we are not going much deeper into each and every aspect. So let us understand a little bit about the benefits and the risk. Benefits. Now, crowdfunding campaign provides the producers with several benefits beyond the strict financial gain. Some of them are profile. Profiling. So comparing the project can raise the producer's profile and provide a boost to their reputation. Then marketing. One is a profile, second one is a marketing. This project which is initiated, for gaining the popularity, it requires the marketing also. So, market for their project is very much essential. In case of unsuccessful campaign, it provides good market feedback. Audience engagement, that can happen through the crowdfunding. Audience engagement. Fundraising creates a forum where the project initiator can engage them with their audience. Okay. The process is very important to engage the audience on the crowdfunding platform as well as their own audience. Finally, the feedback. Feedback, once services are utilized or provided, the feedback will be given by the individuals. So, pre-release access to the content of the opportunity of the beta test content project backers. This is one of the project in US. As a part of funding incentive, provided that project initiator with the instant access to the good market testing feedback. In short, people will make their mind after going through the feedback which is given by the users. Okay? Whether to go with this crowdfunding platform or not. Then, some other benefits consist of new mode of financing for the startup and MSME. Then, after the financial crisis in 2008, okay, the capital was the biggest problem for the new companies to come up. So for them, this crowdfunding is one of the hope. And accordingly, when the Basel III capital adequacy norms have been made applicable to the banks, this crowdfunding platform has started getting the momentum. Banks become increasingly constrained because of this 2008 episode, and their ability to lend the money to the ventures or the startups, which may have they thought of it is very high risky phenomenon. Hence, there is a need of funding for the MSME through the alternate channel, and this alternate channel is nothing but it is crowdfunding. This crowdfunding provides new investment avenues. It provides new product for the portfolio investment or diversification of their investment. It also increases the competition in a space which is traditionally dominated by the proven, and the operators of the crowdfunding platform may engage in vetting or due diligence of the project that is to be included on their website to maintain the reputation of the website. Risk of the crowdfunding. Risk and the barriers for the creator. Okay, crowdfunding has several risk barriers. One is a reputational risk. Failure to meet the campaign goal is one of the biggest risks. And if you fail, then your reputation has gone. So reaching to the final goal and successfully gathering the substantial public support for the fundraising campaign, for some reason can maybe a negative that you are not achieving the goal. It is good if you achieve the goal, but if you do not, then there will be a reputational risk. IP protection list. IP protection. Okay. Internet users, they use the internet, but the site must be protected. Okay. Therefore, the digital media developers and content producers, they are reluctant publicly to announce that the project before the production due concern about the idea of the theft of protecting the IP from their plagiarism or misuse. Donor exhaustion many times. This is also another risk. What happens, you know, for the similar type of network or support, when it is reached to the multiple times, repeatedly, that network will eventually cease to supply the necessary support. That is the donor exhaustion. Every time, repeatedly, same, if you are using, you know, then the donor become exhausted. So he will shy away from that, run away. Then public fear of abuse. Concern among the supporters, without the regulatory framework, likelihood scam or abuse of the funds is very high. Therefore, the concern may become the barrier for the public engagement. And that is why this is the biggest risk of the public fear of abuse. Some of the important risks in crowdfunding are, number one, the substitution of the institutional risk by the retail risk. One risk can be substituted by another risk. What happens currently? Risk of financing the startup and SME is borne by the venture capital fund and private equity. Okay. In crowdfunding, these entities solicit the investment in a smaller sum from large number of investors. Hence, risk of venture capital or private equity, okay, is substituted with the retail investor whose risk tolerance level may be very low. So the retail investor may not be able to understand the risk in these investments, and this will be unable to bear the loss of investment. This may be more dangerous because investment in MSME and the startup may involve a high risk and the low liquidity. High risk and low liquidity, and are generally treated as an aggressive and long-term investment. So venture capital fund or private equity investors will always be able to negotiate the better pricing and some influences on the management. This would be absent in the crowdfunding route, where the smaller contribution are sought from the multiple investors and the purpose is served. So, uninformed and unsophisticated investors may act with herd mentality. Risk of default. There is no or less recourse to the investors against the issuer in case of default or a fraud. Funds are not directly solicited by the issuer, and the issuer also do not come out after the to offer any document. So funds are solicited by the platform, and such a platforms may or may not conduct the proper due diligence for the issue. Therefore, there is no collateral in case of peer-to-peer lending, as in case of the corporate bonds. In peer-to-peer lending, there are no investor protection by way of the compensation scheme which covers default by the depositor, or deposit guarantee scheme, or the bank deposit like that. Public funding is sought based on the future possibility as against the clear evidence of the viable existing business model which is needed under the existing regulations. So the investment in companies without viable business model may increase the risk of failure and loss to the entity. Now, risk of fraud. There is a possibility of the fraud, that website being used by the fraudster. Okay? So, this may be directly impacting on the project, or they may create a false website and get the funds. Thus, there is a risk of misuse as well as cyber security or identity theft. Central role of internet. Internet plays a very vital role. Crowdfunding platform is an internet-based marketplace. Thus, the central role of the internet and its wide reach, this will increase the number of persons potentially affected, which can be significantly greater than the traditional means of fundraising. Young investors may get influenced simply because of its link to the social media and its internet. Funds would be raised from the investor residing at the various countries without complying with the requirement of the local law of the various jurisdiction. Then coming down to the systematic risk, another risk. Systematic risk is pertaining to the individuals. There may be no secondary market for whatever you have invested in the startup or maybe in SME. And the investor can sell their investment and exit. So there is a secondary market as such. Therefore, they cannot sell it in the open market, that is illiquidity. Illiquidity is persisting on the investment. Therefore, since there is no systematic market is available, it is called as a systematic risk. There is also possibility of money laundering also in this case. The crowdfunding platforms could expose other financial sectors also many times for the default. And during the subprime mortgage, which is not in India but in US and European countries, subprime mortgage crisis was there. In India, it is not there. In India, only either registered mortgage or simple mortgage. Okay. In case of the rapid growth rate, a peer-to-peer lending continues, these risks would become a systematic risk. There is a cross-border implication if the funds are solicited through the internet. Okay. And there is disparities in the Contract Act for the securities law application in different jurisdictions. Now, information asymmetry. There is a high chance of information asymmetry associated with the platforms which are made available on internet. Since there is a lack of a hard information, there is too much reliance on the soft information which is based on the social networking platform model, and it increases its risk. There is no monitoring of the platform. Therefore, this is information asymmetry to which account. If this asymmetry is there, then money has gone, which will be considered as a fraudulent funding or fraudulent withdrawal also. There is a lack of transparency in reporting the obligation on issue which is including in respect of the use of the funds raised. There is a possibility of the omission of the information and misinformation which is provided, which distorted view of the issuer on the actual investment which is happening through the platforms. This may result into the overestimated or actual returns. This may induce the investor to invest in a product that would not align with the risk tolerance. Then substitution of existing regulatory framework, crowdfunding framework. Peer-to-peer lending act as a bank by matching lenders, investors with the borrower, issuer without complying with any of the rigid requirement of the banks. So the bank loan will be substituted by this peer-to-peer lending through the crowdfunding platform. Disclosure and due diligence, this is always involved in the bank loans. In crowdfunding platform, cannot be compared with the existing framework of the public offering through the filing of the prospectus and the adequate information, which is also subject to the security scrutiny of regulators. Further, other public issue requirements for equity shares, like minimum track record for the issuer, minimum promoter's contribution, lock-in period, and the debt security like requirement to have the trustee or rating created, credit rating, etc., etc., so many other things. This may not be applicable in case of crowdfunding platform. Even private placement also, it is tightening in India now. To have the requirement to have the private placement offer letter, restriction on the number of investor to whom it can be made, restriction on the mode of placement, etc. Crowdfunding platform may not adhere to any of the said requirement. Therefore, the crowdfunding platform, though funding happens, the highest risk will be there. So friends, we have taken the overview of this crowdfunding platform. Now, we will subsequently go to the another topics where you will come to know details about the crowdfunding and its various activities. Till then, thank you very much.